message the Lord has given me this morning, it's a very, very simple word, coming back to the heart of it all. Coming back to the heart of it all. I want you to go with me to one verse of Scripture, Psalm chapter 27, one verse, verse 8. I believe this isn't going to surprise many of you. I talk a lot, preach a lot on being a seeker of God and seeking God's heart. But that is the heart of the Lord. And one more time, in a fresh way, I'm trusting the Lord to just bring it out to us again. Verse 8 says, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face, Lord, will I seek." I want to begin by saying that David was a seeker of God. David loved the Lord, and he spent a lot of time alone with the Lord, loving the Lord in that secret place with God, loving the Lord and communing with the Lord. And I believe with all my heart, David's life of seeking the Lord started out as a shepherd boy. I know in my heart there was a lot of lonely times for David shepherding the sheep on a hillside, spending countless hours on a hillside watching his father's sheep graze. But in that time, David communed with the Lord. In that time, David's heart was extended to the Lord. And there was a very intimate connection that he made with God in that time seeking the Lord. David loved the Lord with all his heart. And when we look in the Word of God, we see that in that time that David was a shepherd, there were times that David would write songs. He was a songwriter. He was a psalmist. And he would write songs to the Lord. And he would play his instrument for the Lord. And he would worship the Lord. And at that time, it was just a one-on-one worship. It was just him alone with God, communing with God and loving the Lord. David loved the Lord, and he had a heart to seek God. And when David became king, this time of being alone and seeking the heart of God went with David in his kingship. When you go through the Psalms and you see when David was king, you see that David spent a lot of time alone with the Lord, worshiping the Lord, spending time meditating upon the Word of God and drawing life out of the Word. He spent time in that secret place with God, communing with God. That intimacy, that intimate connection he made with God as a shepherd boy on the hillside, he took that into his kingship because he knew that was the treasure, the value of God's heart, was having a seeker after God's heart. And what I really want us to see this morning, what I really want to bring out is that David, in his intimate life of seeking the Lord, found the incredible life that is in God. That he experienced and he knew the incredible life that was in the Lord. And it come out of his place of seeking God. David knew the joy of his presence. David writes in Psalm 16:11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." In Psalm 5 he writes, "But let all those that have put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them that also love thy name be joyful in thee." David knew the wonderful life that was in God's word. Psalm 1 David writes, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." In his intimate life of seeking the Lord, David knew the testimonies that only a miraculous God could work into his heart. When told he was no match for Goliath, David answers to Saul was this, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. See, and he had defied the armies of the living God." And I really like what David said here. He said he had defied the armies of the living God. And I want to emphasize that word living. Living God. David knew that his God was alive. David knew that his God was living. Where did he get that revelation in his heart? Where did the revelation and the reality that my God is real, my God is alive, my God is a living God, where did he get that revelation in his heart? He got it from seeking God. And out of that place of seeking God, setting his heart upon God, God began to write testimonies in David's heart. God began to do things through David's life that only God can do. And when David went up before Goliath, he went up with this revelation: my God is a living God, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he calls me to perform the things that are on his heart. Where did he get this revelation that his God was a living God? God began to write testimonies. David set his heart to seek him. I'm going to seek God with all of my heart. I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to get to know my God. And out of this place of seeking him, God began to do miracles. What was the weapon that slayed this giant? It was David's testimony. I know I can slay this giant. I know I can slay Goliath because I have a testimony with God. There was a day that a lion and a bear tried to take one of my father's sheep, and God called me and God anointed me to protect my father's sheep. He done something in my life that only God can do. He slayed a lion and a bear. I have it in my heart because I set my heart to seek God. David knew the reality of the life, the reality that God was alive and his God. I believe that was the difference on that hillside. Why Saul and his men trembled and why Saul and his men were afraid to face this champion of hell. David had a reality. Why do I need to be afraid to stand against him when my God is a living God and he walks with me? And he got that revelation because he was a seeker of God. He set his heart to seek the Lord. And when you set your heart to truly seek the Lord, God will show you, I am real, I am alive, and I am your living God. If you seek me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, I will open up the eyes of your heart. I will cause you to see my hand in your life, and you will know that you know that I am God. And here's the question I want to ask. David was a seeker of God. Why? Well, look with me at verse 8 again. David writes in verse 8, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. In other words, what David is saying is this: the voice of the Lord speaks to my heart, and he calls me to seek his face. The only reason why I have a thirst in my heart for God is because God has a thirst in his heart for me. And there is just this knowing in my heart that what God treasures and values more than anything in this earth is the time that we spend together. There's just this knowing in my heart that God desires to sit with me and talk with me and share our hearts together. There's just a knowing in my heart. And when I feel that stirring and I hear that voice calling to me, I know it's the Lord saying, I treasure your time. I treasure that intimacy with you. And there's something that rises in my heart and says, yes, God, I will go to that place. I will seek your face. Brothers and sisters, when I was first saved, the Lord put me under a wonderful, wonderful pastor. And this pastor told me, from the time I got saved, he said, Tim, seek God. Tim, spend time with God. Get alone with God. Because what the Lord just loves it. He loves a seeking heart. He loves to spend time with you. That's his heart. Seek the Lord. And I began to seek the Lord. My place of seeking the Lord was in my bedroom. Closed the door and stooping down at my windowsill. You know, we lived in a trailer and I had a low windowsill. So I would go into my room and close the door. And then I would push back the curtains. And I would stoop down on my knees and I would just begin to talk to God. And my life of seeking the Lord then was very simple. Very simple. I would just walk in my room, stoop down, and just begin to talk to God. Share with God the things that were on my heart. I would begin to spend time reading His Word and just meditating upon the things of the Lord. And I remember there came a point in my life that I would come home from work or I would just walk into my room and I would hear this voice, this very intimate voice say, Tim, come to the windowsill. Tim, come to the windowsill. I would hear that. And I really believed with all my heart that it was the voice of the Lord. And I would shut the door and I would come to the windowsill and I'd stoop down at the windowsill and I would gaze into the clouds and I would say, Lord, I'm here. Lord, I know you just want to talk. I know you're calling me. You just want to talk. So I'm here. Let's talk, Lord. And we would talk. But there came a time in somewhere in my walk with God that I began to question. The question just rose up in my heart. This voice I hear speaking to my heart, calling me to the windowsill. This voice speaking to my heart saying, Tim, I just want to spend some time with you now. I just want to talk with you and talk together. Come and spend time with me. Talk with me. I began to question in my heart, is that really the voice of the Lord? Is that the Lord's voice, or is that coming out of my own heart? Is that coming out of my own mind? This voice that says, come, spend time with me, sit with me. I began to question that. And I just want to share this with you. I've only shared it with one other person in my life. I've only shared this with my mother. So now you're in the category of my mother. I had those questions in my heart. And one night as I was sleeping in bed, the Lord gave me a vision, a real vision. And in this vision, I woke up, but I was in, like Peter said in Acts chapter 10, I was in this trance, just so locked in with the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me two times. He said, Tim, come to the windowsill. Tim, come to the windowsill. And then in this vision, this hand comes into my room, grabs hold of my bed, and literally pulls the whole bed to the windowsill. And then I woke up and I came out of the vision. And this is what the Lord said. The Lord said, Tim, I want you to understand something. When you hear that in your heart, to come into my presence, to seek my face, to spend time with me, it's not coming out of your own heart. It's not coming out of your own mind. I desire to sit with you. I treasure the time we have together. I value the time we have together. And brothers and sisters, whenever I hear that voice inside of me saying, I just want to spend time with you, talk with you, I know in my heart that it's the voice of the Lord calling me. But even more than that, when I don't hear that voice, when I don't hear the Lord saying, Tim, come spend time with me, when I don't feel that stirring to come into His presence and read my Bible and spend time with God, I still seek Him anyway. Because, brothers and sisters, it's not always about hearing His voice say, come. It's not always about feeling a stirring in your heart to come. It's just a knowing in your heart that God loves me. What He treasures more than anything in this earth is just to spend time with me, and so I seek Him. It's not always about hearing His voice and feeling a stirring. David says in verse 8, when you say, seek ye my face, I say, your face I will seek. Where does He tell us to seek His face? Jeremiah 29. But if you seek me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you will find me. Brothers and sisters, it's being a seeker of God isn't always about hearing a voice say, come, or feeling a stirring in the heart. Oh, I just want to spend time with the Lord today. It's about commitment. I know what He treasures more than anything in this earth is that I just spend time with Him. Get along with Him. Commune with His heart. He values that more than anything else in this earth. He values that. It's what He values. Now, here's where I really feel led from the Lord to go with this message. Lately, the Lord's been putting a verse on my heart, and He's just been bringing it back to me time and time again and speaking something very simple to me. So I just feel in my heart to share that with you this morning. It's very simple, but I believe the Lord is just going to grip our hearts. Go with me to Revelation chapter 3. We know this is the Lord speaking to the church of Laodicea. And I just want to look at verse 20. Just want to look at one verse. Verse 20, the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, here's the part I really want you to hear. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. In this verse, the Lord has really been calling me back to the simplicity of intimacy. You see the simplicity of intimacy in this verse. The Lord says, listen, if you hear my voice and you know that I'm desiring to come in with you, if you'll just open up the door of your heart, He says, I will come in and I will sup with you and you will sup with me. It's a picture of two friends sitting together at a table. Two friends that love each other very deeply, two intimate friends. And the Lord has been calling me back to the simplicity of intimacy. Tim, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that seeking me is just knowing in your heart that I love you so deeply. And I just want to spend time with you. I just want to share our hearts together. I want us just to sit down and you share your heart with me and I share my heart with you. That's the simplicity of it all. See, brothers and sisters, so many times we can get away from the simplicity of it. Because of busyness, because of tiredness, because of the pressures of life, we can forget the simplicity of it, and seeking the Lord can become a chore. Seeking the Lord can just become an obligation we feel like we have to fulfill. Well, I want to be a seeker of God today, so I need to go seek the Lord. And it can just become a chore, and we forget what it's all about. What is it all about? Simply this. I just want you to come sit with me. I want you to know that I love you. I want to share your heart. I want you to share my heart. I just want to have this intimate connection with you. That's what it's all about. The Lord has really been challenging my heart because I've allowed things in my heart to steal this simplicity. And I am a seeker of God. I seek God every single day of my life. I spend time with the Lord. But sometimes I can forget what it's all about. He just wants to sit with me back to that first love, back to that windowsill experience, and just share our hearts together. You can lose that. You can lose that. And then seeking the Lord just becomes an obligation. And in our heart, we forget what it really is all about. And there's something else in this verse that the Lord has really been speaking to my heart. I want you to look with me, verse 15 and 16. Look with me at verse 20 again. I'm sorry, I don't want to forget this. I don't want to forget this. Look at verse 20. Look at how the Lord starts this verse off. The Lord starts it off with, behold. Behold. Stop there. The Lord says, behold. In other words, what God is saying is this. I really want you to understand how important this is to me. When he uses the word behold there, he's grabbing our heart. He's saying, I really want you to understand how important this is to me. I really want you to understand that the time that we have together, I treasure it. I cherish it. It's priceless to me. When you come into my presence and sit with me and we have that time together, just me and you alone seeking God, I'm not indifferent to it. You really lock hold of my heart. And the Lord starts this verse off, behold, understand, this is so important to my heart that you know this. That you know all I want to do is just spend time with you, share our hearts together. I really desire to lock in with you. Now, there's something else the Lord has been really speaking to my heart. Now, look with me at verse 15 and 16. The Lord says to the church of Laodicea, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So but then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So the Lord calls these Laodicean saints, he calls them lukewarm. Now when I think about the lukewarm, I think about a heart that has grown apathetic. I think about a heart that has grown indifferent toward the Lord. And there's just an apathy in the heart. And brothers and sisters, this is really what I want to say. And I've said it before, but the Lord really wants us to hear this and understand it. Listen, you can go through all the motions of seeking the Lord and an indifference toward the Lord and the things of the Lord still be in your heart. You can go through all the motions of being a seeker of God and seeking the Lord and yet an indifference toward God and the things of the Lord get into your heart. You can go through all the motions. You can get up at 5:30 in the morning, go to the secret place, open your Bible, pray, play your instrument, sing songs to Jesus. And at the same time, an indifference be in your heart towards the Lord. Why we're doing it, it has become just a habit. Doing all these things, seeking the Lord has just become a routine for us. Brothers and sisters, listen. It's so important. Being a seeker of the Lord, that we guard our hearts. We guard our hearts. We keep our hearts before the Lord. God, we keep that cry in our heart, that cry that David had. God, be a watchman over my heart. God, search me, know me, try my heart. God, is my love for you really sincere? God, is the love that I have for you in my heart that causes me to seek you, is it really sincere? Or has something else come in and taken my devotion? Something else come in and taken my affection? You're really not first place in my heart, but I'm going through the motions of seeking you. I have seen that. Brothers and sisters here at Mount Zion, in our school and in our church, we hear it all the time. Seek the Lord. Spend time with the Lord. Get alone with the Lord. Spend time in His Word. And you can hear that over and over and over again until we come to a place where we're just going through the motions of doing it. But our hearts have grown cold toward the Lord, and we're tolerating disobedience in our life. We're tolerating those small foxes in our life. But we think we're all right because we're seeking the Lord. Lord says, no, 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 you need, if you're going to seek me, your heart has to be sincere. Your love for me has to be sincere. When you say you love me with all of your heart, it has to be sincere. No, it's not a feeling that you have all the time, but you know in your heart, Jesus, I have kept you first place in my heart. Nothing else sits upon the throne of my heart. I love you and I'm committed to you and I'm committed to your will, and everything else has second place. We have to guard our hearts. Is my love for the Lord, is it really sincere? I'm not seeking Him while tolerating small disobediences in my life. I love Him and I'm keeping my heart clean before Him because I love Him. You know, according to this scripture we just read in Revelation, the Lord tells us there's only one place for our heart to be. We know He doesn't want us cold. And He says, you make me sick if you're lukewarm. So according to this scripture, there's only one other place for the heart to be. And that's hot. You know what it means to have a heart that's hot on fire for the Lord? Doesn't mean you're full of zeal and running around till you drop. It means the love in your heart for the Lord is deep and it's sincere. That's what it means to have a heart hot for God. Lord, I love you. And that love isn't just lip service. It's sincere. I deeply love you. And I mean it with all of my heart. That's the only place, the Lord says, the heart of my people should be. Now, the Lord has been putting this week, well, this month, well, the last couple months, the Lord has continually been putting the cross before my heart. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say this. This may sound strange to you, but I'm going to say it because I know it's the Lord. Not just in my meditation, in my thoughts, and in the Word as He's been putting the cross in my heart. It seems like every day, I see a picture of the cross. I'll be walking somewhere, and I'll see the shadow of the cross. Maybe two lines meet, and on the ground it puts the form of a cross. I wake up every morning and I don't know how it happened, but the person that designed the door to my bedroom right in the center of it is a cross. But every time I see it, it strikes my heart. And God asks me a question, same question every time I see it. And this question, Tim, when you look to the cross, am I not worthy of you to love me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Am I not worthy of every sacrifice I ask you to put on the altar to keep me first place in your heart? Am I not worthy of a seeking life? Am I not worthy of you setting the alarm clock at 5:30 in the morning and getting up and saying, Lord, before I do anything, I'm going to seek God? Am I not worthy of it? And when I think of the cross, the only answer is yes, Lord. And a million times yes, you are so worthy. You are worthy of my love. You are worthy of my devotion. You are worthy of my affection. You are worthy of a seeking life because you treasure that time that we have together. Lord, you are worthy. Now, I want to end with this. It's a very simple message, but I want to end with this. I want you to go with me to Mark chapter 1. When it comes to seeking the Lord, I want to share with you a very personal battle that I went through. It was very real in my life. And I just want to share it with you this morning. I think it's going to help somebody. this morning. Look with me. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Verse 40 says, "And there came a leper to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed." There was a time in my walk with the Lord where I really felt, really battled with the feeling of being unclean. I knew the Lord had saved me. I knew my sins were washed away, and I knew He was calling me into this seeking life, this life of intimacy, but I really battled with feeling unclean before the Lord. I was always looking in my heart, looking at my battles, looking at my struggles, looking at my imperfections, looking at the things that I struggled with, and I felt so unworthy to be in the Lord's presence. I felt so unworthy to be alone with Him and to seek His heart. Just felt unworthy. Because sometimes you can look at your heart and the things that are in your heart and the things God still needs to work in and change. And you can get overwhelmed by it all if you will let it overwhelm you. You can just do that. And that's what I had done. And one time the Lord spoke to me out of this scripture, and this is what He said. He said, "Tim, do you want to know why I put my hand upon the leper before I ever healed him? Do you want to know why I reached out my hand and just put it upon him and said, I will heal you? You want to know why I did that? Because I wanted this leper to know that even as a leper, I deeply, deeply loved him. Before my word ever came and healed his leprosy, I wanted him to know, leper or no leper, I deeply love you with all of my heart." And the Lord spoke to me and He said, "Tim, I know everything you battle with. I know everything that's going on in your heart. I know all the things that you struggle with in your heart. But this is what I want you to know. I cannot love you any more than I love you now. I don't care how sanctified you become." And sanctification is very important. If God's not working in your heart, changing you, I doubt you're saved. "But Tim, I can be working in your heart 50 years and make you more like me and more godly and more righteous and holy. And that's very important to me. And I'm doing that in your life. But I want you to know I can't love you any more than I love you now." And then the Lord spoke this to my heart. He said, "Tim, like this leper, if you'll just come into my presence and sit with me like you did at the windowsill, just sit with me, my word's going to come upon your heart. And I'm going to heal you. And I'm going to change you. And I'm going to deliver you by the power of my word. But what I want you to know, while I'm changing you and sanctifying you and healing your heart and changing you, what I want you to know is, like this leper, I have cleansed you. My blood has cleansed you. And I have clothed you in a perfect righteousness. And you are so acceptable and pleasing to me. And all I desire more than anything else is that you would just come into my presence and sit with me. You sup with me and I'll sup with you. You share your heart with me and I'll share my heart with you. That means more to me than anything else in this world, Tim, is the time that you spend with me." Stand with me this morning.